When the Mishnah in Avot says, Aseh Lecha Rav, it's not playing games. Aseh Lecha Rav, what does a person do who doesn't have a Rav because they're the biggest guy that they know? Imagine you're the rabbi in a town. Nobody else in the town is on your level. How do you make for yourself a rabbi if you're the rabbi? So now today, your rabbi could live in Israel. You could have a rabbi somewhere else, but it wasn't always accessible. What should you do? They asked. Hundreds and hundreds of years ago. If you're the rabbi, if there's no one bigger than you, say already the Rishonim. So make someone smaller than you your rabbi. What? How does that make sense? How does that make sense? I know more than him. In fact, he's my student. I should make him my rabbi? The answer is yes. Because what the rabbi gives to you is not because he's smarter than you. It's not because he knows more. It's because when someone is given the job of a rabbi, there's si'ata dishmaya for him to be able to decide the right thing. So even though you know more than him, but aseh lecha rav, every person has to do this. And your rav, as I say again and again, cannot be an MP3 rabbi. It can't be a rabbi on Torah Anytime or Instagram or wherever you're getting this class. It needs to be a rabbi you have a relationship with. A rabbi who knows you. That's what a rabbi means. A rabbi who could be posek for you and for your family because he understands, because he acknowledges, because he recognizes who you are. If we do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us a fountain of information, of knowledge, of advice, of guidance, to be able to help us even in the most difficult times. Why? Because Hashem promised that that's how it would be. Aseh Lecha Rav.